Unit 40. Questions. Pattern 1. Tag questions. This is the same pattern used in the previous lesson for a greeting followed by a name. Repeat the following sentences after the speaker.
He's coming, isn't he?
You're a lawyer, aren't you?
My sister told you, didn't she?
You'll come to my party, won't you?
Pattern 2. Tag questions indicating displeasure. A message of displeasure can be conveyed by changing the intonation pattern. Listen to the same sentences, noting the change in the speaker's tone, and repeat each question.
He's coming, isn't he?
You're a lawyer, aren't you?
My sister told you, didn't she?
You'll come to my party, won't you?
This pattern can also indicate confidence in the response. As before, repeat the example.
The water's nice, isn't it?
Pattern 3. Questions with question words. You will note that this is the same pattern as that used in greetings and one-phrase statements. Try to imitate the speaker's tone as you repeat each sentence.
When are you going?
Who is the teacher?
Why are you crying?
Where did he go?
When an answer to your question is suggested, it is on a higher tone. Repeat these examples.
When are you going, Friday?
Who is the teacher, Miss Smith?
Why are you crying? To make me feel bad?
Where did he go? To the movies?
The answers to the preceding questions have their own pattern. Repeat these examples.
Yes, Friday.
No, Miss Jones.
No, I can't help it.
Yes, to the movies.
Pattern 4. Questions indicating annoyance. Next, repeat these questions that show annoyance through the intonation pattern.
Why do you ask?
When is he coming?
Where did you hear that?
Who did this to you?
Pattern 5. Questions without question words. Here is the last set of questions. As before, repeat each one after the speaker.
Are you happy?
Will he win?
Do you like it?
Was she there?
Were they hurt?
Did you see it?